ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة.
Muslim family.
Islamic family paradigm.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of the Lord who created mankind for the intention of reaching perfection. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're listening to the program Muslim Family, sent to you from the Call of Islam radio station, the holy city of Qom, the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Looking up at the sky, searching for the Most High. He rejected the way of worshipping gods of clay. Prophet Ibrahim knew that Allah was near, and that the heart of a Muslim is sincere. Under the hot burning sun, he declared God is one. Though with stones on his chest, his iman would not rest. The Mu'adhin knew that right will conquer wrong, and the heart of a Muslim must be strong.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm Fatima Shamali, the host for the program Muslim Family. Along with Dr. Abbas Ali Shamali, we will present to you today's program. Dr. Shamali holds an MA degree in developmental psychology, a PhD in culture and values in education from McGill University, Canada. He has studied for more than 25 years in the Islamic seminary in Qom and has over 12 years of experience in counseling issues, especially on family affairs. At the moment, he is a staff member of the International Institute for Islamic Studies, Jamiatul Mustafa Al-Alamiya. Dr. Shamali, warm salams and welcomes.
Deep and warm and sweet salams to yourself, brothers and sisters in Islam. Ready for introducing new Islamic teachings with regard to family solidarity.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us with today's program.
It's the heart of a Muslim through the guidance of Islam that makes you fair and kind and helpful to your fellow man. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, this is the program Muslim Family. I'm Fatima Shamali and our expert is Dr. Abbas Ali Shamali. We'll be continuing our discussion on issues related to family rights, the rights of spouses upon each other. If you were following our previous program last week, we were talking about nafaqa, or as Dr. Shamali translated, life money or welfare money. This is the right that a woman has, the first legal right of a woman on her husband. It covers dressing, meals, and accommodation. Last week, we covered a very comprehensive discussion on what exactly, to what extent, like, the man is supposed to buy clothes for his wife, to what extent does he have to cover meals. And we said that these are not rules, these are not mathematical calculations that we're giving to our listeners. This is just to give the idea that our imams were this meticulous in observing the rights of women. So we should apply these to today's society and see how we can adjust them. The only thing that remained from last week's discussion is accommodation as part of nafaqa or life money. Can you give us your explanations in this regard?
We need to keep in mind Islamic advices that family pattern, family paradigm, is not a place for competition.
Right.
It's a place for sacrifice.
Compromise.
Kindness, compassion.
Right.
If we put these together, then we come up with calmness, relaxation, and competition. But competition in terms of sacrifice.
Right.
Competition in terms of, you know, providing the best. Providing your best. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And because of this, Imam Sadiq salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi said, in terms of life money or welfare money, in terms of all rights, okay, always keep in mind that you have to look for agreement, for agreement and understanding.
Right.
Imam Sadiq said, لا غنى بالزوج عن ثلاثة أشياء فيما بينه وبين زوجته. If you're looking for a calm and relaxed family, you have to keep in mind three major items. Number one, الموافقة ليجتلب بها موافقتها. You have to show. You have to show your compassion. You have to show your agreement. You have to show your obedience.
Mm-hmm.
You have to show your compromise in a way that you attract your spouse to treat
you. Agree with you.
To treat you the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Imam said, if you're looking for her agreement, if you're looking for her obedience, if you're looking for her kindness, you need to start and to begin from your side.
Yourself, right.
Even her love, even her attraction is due to the way that you don't show harsh, you don't show rough, you don't show tough treatment, aggressive ways of competition.
This is very acceptable because you have to have a lot of faith to, for example, be married to a person, to a guy, for example, who whatever you say says, I don't agree, I don't think so. You know what? What we can do is something else. And then after some time, you'll think, you know what? I don't agree with you. Okay, unless you're like really pious. So this holds true to logic as well. I mean,
exactly.
You will agree as far as you know that you are part of this life. You're one pillar of this life. You're as important as he is. Your ideas are respected, you know?
Exactly. And the second one, حسن خلقه معها. Not only agreement, okay? Not only compromise, not only obedience, not only soft treatment, but also good temper.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of ethics and morality, okay? You behave in a way that she feels that she's lucky.
Right.
You know, Imam said, you need to treat in a way that she feels lucky. وَاسْتِعْمَالُهُ اِسْتِمَالَةَ قَلْبَهَا. One more thing, as well as agreement, as well as compromise, as well as kindness, you need to attract her heart. How do you do it? It's a type of skill. This is a type of art, family art, that a man is strong enough, is man enough.
Talented enough,
is if he is able to attract the heart of his wife.
How does he do that?
An imam says, are you looking to attract the heart of your wife? بِالْهَيْئَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ فِي عَيْنَهَا. You need to appear, to express yourself, your body in front of her, in a way that you attract her eyes. If you are looking to attract her heart, you need to attract
her eyes.
Handsome, beautiful,
good looking,
willing, and good looking. And the final, وَتَوْسَعَتُهُ عَلَيْهَا. If you're looking to be a good man, it's not enough to be handsome.
Mm-hmm.
It's not enough to come with understanding and agreement. You need to go upward one level. Always, always try to extend, to provide more than enough. Don't stay on the final spot.
With regards to sustenance, you mean, right?
Sustenance, okay? The money that you spend, the sustenance that you supply, you have to try your best to put one more in addition. Don't stop at the final point.
Right.
Try to preserve 2-3 points as additional and promotion.
Okay, thank you very much. Dear listeners, don't go away. We're going to be right back. Muslim Family, a program from the Call of Islam.
In a poor, meager state, little food on a plate, Mother said she was glad, always sharing what we had. When I asked how can we share what's not enough, she said the heart of a Muslim's filled with love. He said it's time you should know, you will learn as you grow, that some people around will do what's bad to bring you down. Father said to be a star that's shining bright, for the heart of a Muslim does what's right. It's the heart of a Muslim through the guidance of Islam that makes you fair and kind and helpful to your fellow man. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome back to the second part of the program, Muslim Family. As you know, we're continuing our discussion on the topic of nafaqah, or life money or welfare money in Islam. Dr. Shamli is now, before we went for the break, he was explaining to us the general concepts that a man observed towards his wife in order to win her heart, in order to fulfill the requirements of benefiting from a Muslim family paradigm. Dr. Shamli, you said there's one more point you wanted to add. We're ready to hear that, and then we'll have, inshallah, a review of the today's program and the last two ones.
Yeah. Sorry to say this, not one point, two more points to just complete all my discussion about the rights of wives upon husbands. I believe that I came across one of the very interesting narration from Imam Baqir salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi, that it shows one aspect of psychology of a spouse.
Mm-hmm.
According to what psychologists believe, they say that from female side, there are always points of misbehavior. They normally and psychologically expect forgiveness from female side, from wives. In terms of male mind and male heart, they don't look, they don't ask for forgiveness. But from the female side, they look for forgiveness.
Why? You're saying that the men don't expect their wives to forgive them?
Yes. Psychologically, you know, they don't expect. Expectation begins from wives. Why? Because they are involved and engaged with family affairs. And there are many details
mm-hmm.
that they go lemon. You know, they make mistakes. Okay? So, they expect when you come home, instead of, you know, looking at the gaps and wrong point, look at the positive point. Don't look at the negative.
Mm-hmm.
When you want to begin your treatment. Imam Sadiq says, my father was with a wife, but she was treating my father in a bad way. She was bothering. She was a problem maker. But always, my father was forgiving her. And he was saying, this is one of the good way of correction. Correcting people does not mean that you compete them. You treat them in the same way that they are treating you.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of your wife, don't compete. Don't go by tit for tat. Try to forgive. This is an expectation from females. If you do in this way, you will correct them. This is my first point. And my second point, in your family, within your family, when you're treating, when you're behaving in according to the religious instructions, don't feel that when you are behaving religiously, you're allowed to go by the last point, by the final point, even by bothering the other people, by putting the troubles and making troubles for other family members.
Mm-hmm.
Anas ibn Malik, one of the companions, famous companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, says, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was doing his night praying every and each night. Innahu kana idha qama min al-layl, when he was just preparing himself for night praying, yaqtari'u, he was reciting from different chapters of the Holy Quran in his night praying. While he was reciting, he was zamzama qira'atahu.
He was whispering them.
Whispering and reducing his voice in a way that we could understand that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam moved from this verse to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't know what he is.
Which verse he's reciting.
What type of terms and words he was reciting.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't understand. Only we could understand, إِنَّهُ يُفْهِمُنَا الْآيَةَ بَعْدَ الْآيَةَ. He was moving from one verse to another one. قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَلَا تَرْفَعُ صَوْتَكَ بِالْقُرْآنِ. Why don't you just loud,
raise your voice,
raise
when
your
you're
voice in a way that we know the meaning, we know the ayah, the verse. قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَكْرَهُ أَنْ أُوذِيَ بِهِ رَفِيقِي وَأَهْلِ بَيْتِي. I hesitate to recite Quran in my night praying in a way that I bother, I make problem for my wife, my family member, and those who are surrounding.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'm reciting Quran. So brothers and sisters in Islam, even by recitation Quran, we don't have the right to bother or wife.
Those people who are around us. Okay, thank you so much, Dr. Shamli. I personally really enjoyed the discussion. And I think that, especially since we're talking about practical issues, though they've been sent to us by our infallible centuries ago, but they're really applicable
fresh
to our lives. And repeatedly, the theme of being selfless, of being generous,
sacrifice,
of doing sacrifice, of compromising, of negotiating, these are all concepts that are, you know, constantly being repeated in each and every story that we shared with our dear listeners. I just want to have a review of the list of rights of wives upon their husbands. Of course, there's more, but the theme that we're covering is generally nafaqa. We said that rights of spouses can be divided into two parts. We have the emotional or the legal right. We have the emotional or moral rights, and then we have the legal ones. So the emotional ones are like, you know, you have a touch of humanity to make everything more special, and to remember that you're not doing everything so you're not prosecuted by law, but that you're a human being and that you do some things in order to be a nicer person, you know, to make life more beautiful for yourself and for the person you love. We talked about, first you said that the first thing which will be asked on the Day of Judgment is the rights of husbands and wives upon each other. They are the ones who will first bear witness towards Allah. Their body organs will bear witness that, yes, you did this to your wife or you did this to your husband. Second one is kindness, both in terms of emotional kindness and in terms of behavior. So you have to express your love not only in words, like I love you, and Dr. Shamli said that you have to use informal romantic words like my dear, sweetheart, darling, the love of my life, the apple of my eyes, and also in your behavior, like hugging the person, kissing the person, and expressing to them your amount of love. Second of all, you have to make your wife is so emotionally fulfilled that she will willingly want to live with you. Third of all, don't impose what you think on them. Don't make them angry. And these all go back to being not selfish. And then fourth of all, if you're using your wife's property, make sure you ask for her permission and make sure that when she does it because she wants to, not because she has to.
Exactly.
And the concept of ghaira, which we have not yet discussed, but we will inshallah because it's very important.
One very important point. You mentioned that when we talk about the mutual rights of husband and wife, why don't you talk about mahr and things like that? Keep in mind that in family paradigm, okay, both wives and husbands, mm-hmm. they enjoy three major points.
Right.
Rights, rulings, possession.
Mm-hmm.
That in the Arabic term we say haq, hukm, mal.
Mm-hmm.
Haq means rights. Hukm means rulings. Sometimes something belongs to you. Not it is not right. It is not possession, mm-hmm. property.
Right.
It's a ruling.
Right.
It's a law. So we come to, you know, examples like mahr in terms of property mm-hmm. and possession. They are mal.
But they now are, we're talking about haq, rights.
Now we are talking about haq, hukuk, mm-hmm. rights. We have rights, rulings, and possessions.
Mm-hmm. And then we said that you have to have a good temper. You're not allowed to even frown at your wife's face.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to even express to her the smallest amounts of discontent
angry
or unhappiness.
Faces.
As we know, the I'm feeling good badge, you know, that they wear. You have to act in a way that your wife can always feel as though she truly is carrying a badge saying, I'm feeling good. If you want to win your wife's heart, make sure you're good looking, you're handsome, and you're attractive. And finally, you said that the importance of being generous for a man, if you have the economic ability to provide for your wife, for your family, provide for them as much as you can. And always you said the
standard
plus
way.
One formula. If you can, for example, provide, let's say $100 in one aspect, then say I want to add like another 5, 10, 15, whatever dollars
exactly.
to make them feel happy. Hoping that we will apply all of these rulings to our lives, we'll set you in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and hope that you hear us next time in the best of health and iman. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Make sure your words are true. Honesty is the best because life is a test. Even if it hurts so much you want to cry. For the heart of a Muslim does not lie. It's the heart of a Muslim through the guidance of Islam that makes you fair and kind and helpful to your fellow man. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your